classic rock. C96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A flood watch begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Storms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 80. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 64. Tonight, chance of thunderstorms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a classic rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rita Flores with 13 News. Evergy is giving its 2 cents on the prospect of data centers popping up around the Sunflower State. Evergy clarified that it is not attracting any data center projects to the area, but does stand as one of the first check-in points for any company looking to do so. When that happens, the energy company reviews its current resources to determine whether the supply exists to support such a project. Evergy is also touting its own safeguards for large scale projects, including increased payment rates, cancellation penalties, and pre-development collateral. And Emporia planners are set to meet later this month to discuss a proposed district to contain so-called digital infrastructure projects. That is scheduled for the 23rd of this month. At the same time, Konza Park Place is working to bring a hyperscale data center to town known as the Flint Hills Digital Campus. I'm Rita Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle are mostly sharply higher. Hogs are mostly lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Speed wins. That's why Stein is focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they've released more new Enlist D3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on fund and technical selling. July beans down 31 at 11.23. August beans down 31.5 at 11.26 and 3/4. Corn is down on fund and technical selling. July corn's down 8.5 at 4.23. September corn down 8.5 at 431 and 3/4. The wheat complex is mostly sharply higher on oversold signals. August lean hogs up 377 at 241.62. August feeder cattle up 1030 at 352.95. Hogs are mostly lower with ongoing demand uncertainty. July lean hogs down 75 at 101.25. August lean hogs down 45 at 99.12. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Call the experts at Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne, Kansas for the solutions to all your ag concerns. Call them today at 1-800-821-4289 or visit simsfarm.com. That's Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne.
Kansas summers are a perfect time to enjoy the outdoors, and it's important to take care as temperatures rise. Simple steps can make a big difference. Drink plenty of water, take breaks in the shade, and listen to your body. If you start to feel tired, dizzy, or overheated, it's okay to slow down and cool off. And remember, you're not alone. Don't wait. Get medical help fast if you or a loved one feel the effects of extreme heat. Osborne County Memorial Hospital is here to keep you cool, safe, and healthy all summer long. Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest Chrome Craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and Chrome Craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
C96.3, The Lake.
Come drag Maine with the Downs Community Connection and Katy Country 94 with a special cruising playlist this Saturday night from 7 to 10. Also, don't forget to head over to Downs this Saturday to fill your bellies at the Gazebo Park with a free will donation pulled pork meal for supper from 6 to 7. And then meet at the Gazebo at 7 to get your clues for your round town scavenger hunt. Make sure you have your tickets as raffle drawings take place at 7:30. Join the Downs Community Connection and Katy Country 94 this Saturday night to cruise.
More direct cash cow trade is developing and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's another round of direct cash cattle trade underway following the light business that took place on Wednesday. Live deals are marked at $256. That's a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages, but fully steady with this week's previous business. On Wednesday, there was some light dress trade reported in the north at $405, steady with the previous week's weighted average basis. Box beef was lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice is $1.97 lower at $393.89. Select is down $1.95 at $382.48. At the Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa, compared to the most recent sale, steers were mostly $2 to $12 lower. Heifers were mixed. Heifers weighing less than 500 pounds were sharply lower, while heifers weighing more than 500 pounds were mostly $15 to $18 higher. The USDA says demand was very good both in-house and online. Supply was heavy. Medium and large one feeder steer, 657 to 683 pounds, brought $418 to $440. Feeder steers, 901 to 947 pounds, brought $329 to $361. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 606 to 640 pounds, brought $381 to $405. Cash hogs are higher at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. The cash hog market remains largely focused on demand as supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. This week's export sales report from the USDA did show a decline from the previous week and a light drop from the prior four-week average. Mexico continues to be a bright spot for U.S. pork demand, but there are still lingering long-term concerns about global strength. Summer grilling season is in full swing, which could help bolster domestic demand, especially as pork remains a very competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up $1.27 with a weighted average of $95.64. The Iowa Minnesota is 91 cents higher with a weighted average of $95.76. And the Western Corn Belt's up $1.27 with a weighted average of $95.64. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $62. And pork values are sharply higher at midday, up $2.84 at $101.35. Bellies jumped more than $8 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs OTAs continue at One Arrowhead Drive. And on Wednesday, defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo spoke to the media and he discussed what he saw from R. Mason Thomas in college and what made him stand out to him so far during OTAs.
The thing that stuck out, and it stuck out to Brett and myself, all the scouts, was his get-off. He's got a little bit of juice to him, which I think any defense wants and needs that. And, you know, he's got the learning curve right now. What was really good was having insight from DeMarco Murray. Because anytime we are grabbing these guys from college and you don't have insight on the, you know, what you can see on film, I always think it's a little bit risky. But DeMarco was great in sharing with what he thought about our Mason, and it all kind of became true.
Thomas has a big chance to play a huge rotational role in the Chiefs' defensive end group this year. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Congratulations to the softball and baseball student athletes from Beloit High School who earned in the NCAA All-League recognition. Softball All-League included McKenna Channel, Barkley McMillan, Carly Smith, and Samantha Thompson. Baseball All-League, Colton Adolph, Paxton Fouts, Caden Raby, and Joel Rexroat. Baseball All-League honorable mention, Kanan Olson. Other softball All-League from the NCAA, Carly Zorflo of Southeast Saline, Reese Heinrich, Southeast Saline, Ashley Welchel, Southeast Saline, Kaya Samuelson, Southeast Saline, Gray Simpson, Rep County, Belleville, Eden Sharpton, Sacred Heart, Bryn Bouchard, Sacred Heart, Kagan Hardesty, Minneapolis, Bailey Randall Hurt, Minneapolis, Sierra Crosser, Cosart, Minneapolis. All-League Baseball, Grant Rice, Minneapolis, Kason Bertrand, Southeast, Tiernan Pacek, Southeast, Noah Rupert, Southeast, Tyson Keller, Southeast, Easton Diazzo, Lions, Blake Smith, Lions, Tucker Goss, Ellsworth, Luke Colin, Sacred Heart, Graham Armstrong, Sacred Heart, and Kason Ivy of Sacred Heart. Congratulations to all softball and baseball student athletes who earned NCAA All-League recognition this season. The annual Summer All-Star Game between the Central Valley League in Nebraska and the Northern Plains League from Kansas will start Friday night in Red Cloud at 6 p.m. with volleyball. Volleyball players from the Northern Plains League that will battle the Nebraska team are Bethany Simulink, Rock Hills, Hallie Miser, Rock Hills, Linnell Gingler, St. John's Tipton, Allie Beck, Rock Hills, Savannah Coyle, Rock Hills, Sophia Robison, Natoma, Harley Nelson, Sylvan Lucas, Dacey Beck, Rock Hills, Alyssa Lopez, Lincoln, and Allison Adams from Tescott. Again, the volleyball match will be Friday in Red Cloud at 6 p.m. Boys basketball all-star team from the Northern Plains League will include Edward Heretic, St. John's Tipton, Carter Johnson, Sylvan Lucas, Gabriel Roderick, St. John's Tipton, Evan Slavic, Thunder Ridge, Vance Dole, Sylvan Lucas, Grant Goodacre, St. John's, and Caden Raby from St. John's. Girls basketball game, which starts at 3 p.m. on Saturday, followed by the boys in Red Cloud. Girls basketball all-stars from the Northern Plains League that will battle the Central Valley League All-Stars out of Nebraska includes Linnell Gingler, St. John's Tipton, Bethany Semelink, Rock Hills, Alyssa Lopez, Lincoln, Hallie Meisner, Rock Hills, Harley Nelson, Sylvan Lucas, Lillian Carter, Natoma, Sophia Robison, Toma, Tatum Miller from Lakeside. We appreciate Zach Duffy, the principal at Mankato Rock Hills, for providing this year's list. Again, volleyball is 6 p.m. Friday night at Red Cloud, and girls and boys basketball at 3 and 5 p.m. on Saturday from Red Cloud. As we continued with our champions rewind, state champions from the area who won at state track this past weekend, Miss Center's Brant Wilson won the shot put and discus, along with pushing his team to the state championship in 2A. He said having the choice of being a Redman, wanting to win, and great coaches were the main reason why he excelled so much in high school.
Yeah, and we just have some great coaches that helped us do that. And, you know, it's been, we've had this couple of sports be difficult, but, you know, there's just so many great coaches here that have installed that winning mindset in all of us. And that to just know that that's the standards here, just winning and being great. And so, yeah, the coaches really helped through those rough times. And, you know, that's just the goal for every Smith Center kid is just being a state champion. So.
Brant Wilson said throwing collegially was really never on his mind, but the last couple of weeks as he thought about it and got an offer from Cloud County, he thought, why not try it? He's got to go to college anyway, and he's pretty talented in the shot and discus.
Well, I didn't plan on throwing until a few weeks ago, and their coaches reached out to me, and I just decided I wanted to do it just because it thought it'd be a good experience, and seen some other people from small town area around here have some success there, so thought it'd just be a fun, nice experience to go through there and have some success there.
At Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Down Celebration is just around the corner, June 18th through 20th, and it's time to get those discounted carnival tickets before they are gone. 20 tickets for $25. Save some money so you can have more to spend at Celebration. Stop by these chamber businesses and grab these discounted deals before they are gone. Corner Drug and Gift, Down Superfoods, Expression Salon, Miller Hardware, State Bank of Downs, The Hair Shop, and City of Downs. And a big shout out to the ticket sponsors, Brush Art and State Bank of Downs. Let's make this hometown home. Down Celebration, June 18th through 20th.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Alder, Kansas and Republican City, Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Just in StarCraft Fishing Pontoons, 20 or 22 foot. Use boats, they've got plenty. Need something special? They'll order it. Plus, 180-month in-house financing is available. Mini rebate and military discounts available now. Call or stop in to one of our locations to learn more. And don't forget, our large lineup of fishing gear, boat gearing, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
The Downs Community Connection would like to formally invite you to the gazebo in downtown Downs on June the 6th for an evening of fun and fellowship for a great cause.
Free will donation, pulled pork meal at 6, a scavenger hunt kicks off at 7, raffle drawing at 7:30, and then we want to end the evening with you by Dragon Main.
Downs Community Connection, building strong connections in our community.
Z96.3, The Lake, Rockin' North Central Kansas.